Sitka has taken a big step forward and a small step backward in securing its energy future. The Sitka Assembly last night authorized the Electric Department to study a new hydro project on eastern Baranof Island. A few minutes later, they overwhelmingly declined to consider wood heat for city buildings. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The resolution on Tackett's Lake looked like any one of the two dozen or so resolutions the Assembly may consider in a year. But Utility Director Charlie Wall said the Tackett's resolution was charting a course for the future.
This is a major deal, not to me anyway. You're resolving to decrease dependence on oil, develop our renewable energy resources. That says a whole lot.
Wall said the resolution represented instructions to staff that were probably more important than the grant application itself. In today's dollars, the Tackett's Lake project would cost an estimated $200 million and effectively double Sitka's hydroelectric supply, creating a surplus that could be marketed to other communities via the proposed Southeast Electrical Intertie. That massive project didn't pencil out for Sitka when oil was selling for $20 a barrel. At $120 a barrel and beyond, what once looked unrealistic is starting to look manageable, especially for a state government flush with cash. Assemblymember Jack Osman asked Walls if the details of the Tackett's project had changed over the last few years.
We're looking at running a power line over the mountain or putting some kind of a tunnel in, or would that be part of what the feasibility study will do for us?
That's all part of it.
Wall said that even if all the pieces fell into place, Sitka wouldn't see the project until at least 2020. The Assembly voted unanimously to pursue the grant funding. Assembly opinion about investment in wood heat, also known as biomass heat, for city-owned buildings was considerably less enthusiastic. They declined to support a resolution offering up $13,000 in local matching funds for a $60,000 reconnaissance study on the feasibility of wood-generated heat for facilities like the airport, high school, and Centennial Building. Dan Parent with the Sitka Energy Work Group, an informal committee of Forest Service, Conservation, Tribal, and other organizations interested in biomass, had prepared a detailed calculation of the amount of wood required to displace fuel oil in Sitka at a rough equivalent of one cord per 90 gallons of diesel. It amounted to over 12,000 cords per year to cover every public building, including the air station, Search, and Mount Edgecombe, plus 800 Sitka homes. Parent said it can and has been done.
This is not technology that hasn't been proven elsewhere. In the Northeast, and especially in Vermont, about 60% of the kids go to schools that are heated with wood.
Parent said that modern wood-fired heating equipment met EPA standards for air quality and would not contribute to the smoky inversions that were common in Sitka when many homes used wood stoves 20 years ago. The biggest critic on the Assembly of investment in wood heat was 40-year Forest Service veteran John Sherrod. He said the current political climate made it very difficult to cut trees.
I have a strong concern about the ability of the well-meaning Forest Service in this thing to, in the social times that we're in, to be able to provide this wood fiber. It's a long way to Hoonah. Most of the good timber on the Tongass Forest is in the southern half of the forest. If we were down at Ketchikan or Craig, I'd say this might be a lot more feasible proposal.
Sherrod did not want the city to be a guinea pig and suggested leaving the exploration of biomass to the private sector. The vote was 1-6, with only Reber Stein in favor of putting up matching funds for the wood heat study. He said, at the very least, it will tell us how to do something better. At the most, it may tell us something revolutionary. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.